All week long on KALW, we've been playing you this sound.
Two turbines spinning, testing one.
Check.
We asked you what that was and where we recorded it. This week, we did something a little different. We couldn't get out to this event on our own, so we asked one of the organizers, Katie Luo, to record the answer for us using her smartphone.
Hi, my name is Edward Shocker. I'm the director of Thingamajigs. Part of our mission is to bring communities together, arts and education together through building our own instruments and using made and found objects to create sound. Right now we're in Middle Harbor Shoreline Park, which is technically part of the Port of Oakland. It's a park that is amazingly beautiful and always has wind. Today we're having our first annual Aeolian Day. Our idea was to commission local artists to work with our schools and students to build instruments that run on the wind, wind-based instruments.
Two turbines spinning, testing one.
We have a field of pinwheel instruments that was built by the students of North Oakland Community Charter School. It looks like over 300 pinwheels, customized pinwheels. Each pinwheel is turning and hitting an object. Some students put connected little bells to it so they kind of jangle in the wind. We also have, I guess you would say, wind chimes, customized wind chimes that Judy built with the students at a place for Prescott School. They basically took a bunch of objects that they found or in their environment and created a kind of a fence or a little wall and that the wind blows through, and these objects move around in different ways and make different interesting sounds. We have artist Steve Dye, who worked with International Community School. They're really into making musical kites. As the string tightens, it creates a tone while it vibrates, and so basically the sound from the air is traveling through the string down into the contact mic and through his portable amplifier.